For Kitchen Window, this is Bonnie Wolf. Nicole Spiridakis writes from San Francisco about food and travel on her blog, Cucina Nicolina. She's written a piece for Kitchen Window Online about how she learned to love food around the campfire. She joins me today. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bonnie.
So you are a big camper.
I am.
And you're a backpacking camper.
Well, I'm both, but I really love to backpack because I really like to get away from it all, especially since I live in the city.
San Francisco not being such a bad city to live in.
No, it's a wonderful city to live in. However, you know, there's still cars and buses and all that. And I think you really can't compare with getting out into nature, and there's so much of it out here. So,
now, when I think of going camping and the camping I've done, I think about packages of beef jerky, cans of beans, instant drinks, Tang comes to
right.
mind. But you have raised this to a slightly higher art. Why did you change and how did you change?
Well, as I write about in the story, the first time I ever went backpacking, we kind of did the bare bones minimum. And back then I was not a vegetarian, so we brought hot dogs. And we forgot the stove, and we ended up cooking them over the fire on the beach. And, you know, I was about 14, and I thought, I loved the camping part. I said, food, you know, could be better. But on the next trip that I took, I started thinking about how to not have that experience again, and also realizing that a lot of the stuff that you take on longer camping trips needs to be lighter, which also means that it's dehydrated, which also means it doesn't taste so good. And so I tried to come up with ways to bring things that were lighter in weight yet also tasted good. And vegetables surprisingly keep pretty well for a couple days when you're hiking on the trail.
So you take fresh vegetables with you when you backpack?
I do. I try to take lighter things such as greens, spinach, mushrooms. Vegetable bouillon always adds a little bit of extra flavor, dried herbs, things like that.
So tell me a typical meal. You're going camping next week. What are you going to take with you?
I will definitely bring quinoa because I love quinoa. It's a grain, so it's pretty light to carry. And it also cooks very quickly, which is ideal because you don't want to use too much of your fuel, especially if you're going for a few days. So I'll probably bring quinoa, probably some spinach. I'll probably make sort of a chowder soup, which the recipe I included in the story. And for breakfast, I'll probably bring some oatmeal. That's pretty simple. Maybe even some soy milk in a little carton.
How long do you normally go when you camp?
Well, these days I have a job, so I can't go for too long. I usually will go for 2 to 3 nights on the weekends. The longest I have gone was a week in Yosemite once, and that was a challenge because you really have to plan ahead because you're going to go out for, I think we were out for 7 or 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was long.
And what, for a long trip like that, what kind of things did you take?
For that, I probably did bring a few boxes of macaroni and cheese, I think, for the end. But for the beginning part, we did actually bring some, I remember, potatoes. So we cooked those the first night in the fire, and I think we made a pasta. I think lentils and rice was another big one.
It's even more of a challenge, I would think, as a vegetarian, because you need to find ways to get protein.
It is, but it isn't, because there's so many beans out there that you can use. And then again, quinoa, if you go back to quinoa, it's very high in protein, so you can get a lot from there. And then you don't have to worry about the whole meat issue, which is, you know, meat left out for more than even a day probably will spoil.
That's true.
In a sense, it makes it easier.
Yeah. What do you always keep in your pack? Are there condiments or things that you always have when you're going camping?
Sure, yes. There's always some sugar for tea, and tea, actually, some tea bags. I like dried herbs, which you can add pretty much to anything you're making. So basil, oregano, thyme, salt and pepper for sure, a little container of olive oil, sometimes even some soy sauce.
Do you do any preparation before you leave, or do you do it all when you're there?
It's kind of both. It depends on what I'm making. If I'm going to make something that involves more vegetables, I'll probably chop them up beforehand and put them in a little Ziploc so it's kind of all ready to go when I get there. And then if I'm doing, say, a pasta dish, then I just can cook the pasta, cook the vegetables, put it all together, and it only takes about 15, 20 minutes.
When you look around, if you see other campers, do you see people eating like you?
You know, it's funny because One of the recipes I included was actually inspired by another group the last time I went, and they were making this very elaborate meal, and I thought, my gosh, you know, and I was making, I think I brought some tofu and some mushrooms, and I was pretty proud of myself for that, and they're doing this, you know, they had this huge spread, and they had also hiked in for 6 miles, and I thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it too. So.
What were they eating?
Well, they were doing some sort of vegetable fajita dish, and they just seemed like they had so much food, and I was just really impressed. So.
Well, there were more of them, maybe.
That's true. That is a good point, because, yeah, the more people you go with, the more you have space to divide up all the stuff you're carrying.
Have you ever run out of food?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I always err on the side of too much. So.
Nicole, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good camping trip.
Thanks.